B-Pod Studios.
Farsetta in the morning.
On the line with us right now from the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, Tim McManus. Hey, Tim.
Sorry to send you deeper into the pit of despair there, Mark.
No.
Not my goal.
And I know, because you know what? You're a great reporter, and you're doing your job. You're doing yeoman's work, my friend.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So this story comes up. You put it out there. What was your first thought? What was your first concern? Was it trying to put pieces together? And obviously you found out later it was probably Press Taylor being sent home. What was your first reaction when you were alerted of this news?
That it's big news. I mean, that's the first thing that hit me, is that sort of the gravity of it. You know, it's Doug Peterson is the head of an organization that so many people love in this town and beyond, and they're trying to get up and running and having a football season. And Peterson was the one who, on a video conference just a few days ago, told us, you know, I feel extremely safe. And he was the one that contracted the coronavirus. So a lot of things go through your mind. All right, who's going to take up the operations? You know, how is Peterson? Obviously, is number one. Like, is he okay? You know, so there's a lot of things that run through your mind. But one is kind of the seriousness of it, both for the coach and then what it means for the organization.
Yeah, and Press Taylor, just for the record, to be clear, has not tested positive. He was just around Doug Peterson, correct?
That's right. And so my understanding is that there was one staffer, and it was Press Taylor, who was sent home after Peterson got news of the positive test. And so far, Press Taylor has tested negative, and he's just going through the protocol. So at least that's where it stands for right now. We've seen people, including, it seems, Peterson, who are negative, and then end up getting a positive. So we can't say that it's, you know, that story is totally done. But as of right now, Press Taylor, asymptomatic, hasn't tested positive.
So right now, are there two people concrete, two people that have tested positive, Lane Johnson and Doug Peterson?
Those are the ones that are public and the ones that I've had confirmed. I mean, it doesn't mean that there aren't others,
right?
But those are the ones that we know about.
Tim, you know, you doing your job virtually this year, or at least for right now, is obviously different than previous years. Is there any indication of what percentage of time at the NovaCare complex is virtual compared to like team gatherings? Like, how many people do you think Doug Peterson is seeing and interacting with on a daily basis down there? Because I would imagine their new norm is out the window, or their new norm is, you know, completely different. Like, how much interaction is going on down there at the NovaCare complex? And when do you think things are going to get back to a normal-ish football sense?
Sure. It's a great question. And the ramp up period for this past week, I would say, was probably limited in terms of a lot of people gathering together. I mean, we saw Carson Wentz and the rest of the guys coming in, getting tested. You had to have three negative tests to get into the building. And then they were, and from there, there wasn't much football activity going on. It was just very basic stuff. Not a lot of time spent, not a lot of gatherings, but really starting today, they enter kind of a different phase. It's now through August 11th where they're doing more conditioning work together, where you are allowed to have walkthroughs together. And then from there, it starts building up even further. And so one thing that has been a constant that you hear doctors say, and just people in the business, it's just common sense, is, you know, this isn't a sport where you can have social distancing. I mean, I had the NFLPA head doc tell me that this is a perfect petri dish for spread of the coronavirus football. And you know, just common sense tells you that. I mean, because you have so many people so closely together so often. And so now they're hitting this kind of phase where you're going to be seeing more of that. And it comes on the heels of a positive head test by the head coach.
And real quick, on the heels of that, Tim, I know there had been some whispers or rumors about potentially splitting up the team, maybe doing an offense at the Link and the defense at the NovaCare, or inverted, however you want. Is there any talks of that still? Is that a possibility? Like, how are they going to spread this out? Separate locker rooms? Like, all that stuff. Do you have any word of that?
So the intention was not to have the team split up. In fact, you know, the NFL and the NFLPA bargained for you could either have a 90-man roster, in which case you had to split it, or you could have an 80-man roster and you didn't have to split. And the Eagles have gone with the latter. They've chosen to have an 80-man roster, and the intention wasn't to have the team split, but maybe meetings spread out. And that's where they would use Lincoln Financial Field, is to hold meetings where they had more space, so they didn't have to have as many people. Now, all this is fluid, so that may change. But what they've done is they've used, like, there's a break room, right, like a game room that extends off of the locker room, that they've put locker stalls in, and they've found ways like that to try to have people as distant as possible. But as of last I heard, there were no plans to have split practices.
We have Tim McManus on the line with us right now, Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Tim, looking at the protocol throughout the NFL, is it pretty much up to every team, or does the NFL just have a blanket way to run protocol with COVID?
Some things are standard. I mean, like mask wearing indoors, the way that facilities are structured, they at least have to pass a certain standard that is being reviewed, you know, by the NFL and NFLPA in order for you to get the green light. The Eagles have passed that. Mm-hmm. So some things in terms of actual protocols are written into, to these lists of things, the way that teams have to function. And then the way that you go about it at times is unique to your facility, about what it looks like and how much room you have, things like that. So that's where it becomes team to team, but there also is kind of a set list of things that you need to do.
When you talk about Doug Peterson saying that he contracted the virus away from the NovaCare complex, is there any more information as to how he might have contracted it?
I don't have that yet, but it is the belief that he contracted that outside of the building. And it was earlier last week, from my understanding, and then presumably there were negative tests that followed that. He returned to work, and then a positive test came, and then a second positive test came, and they waited until, you know, the second positive test where it was sure, because there's false positives out there.
Right.
So once he got confirmation, he called a virtual team meeting at 8:30 last night and let the team know. So, you know, it looked like there could have been some negative tests that, you know, where he got back in the building and then he tested positive. And honestly, that's one of the big major concerns about this whole deal, is that you can walk into business or your school or wherever not knowing that you've had it, or maybe even having tested negative, and then you turn out to be a spreader. And, right, you know, and Peterson is the one that's the head of all this, and certainly is taking precautions and it has it top of mind. And then, so if it can happen to Peterson, it can happen to anybody.
Speak with Tim McManus. So if you're looking at it like this, if you're trying to be optimistic, is there an optimistic viewpoint of, you know what, these guys are just getting back, they were just getting back from living their lives, this can only get better simply because they're now back at work and the Eagles have more control over them? Or is this something that will only get worse? Like, what does your gut tell you right now?
I mean, I would like to be optimistic, but I think being realistic, it's the people are still going from work back home. This is not the NBA. You know, they're not in a bubble. And there are coaches and there are players who are making the decision not to be with their families, that they're going to be stay in a hotel and they're going to isolate. And to your point there, like, there'll be some people who will be super diligent. But there's others who, even if they are being diligent, they're still going to be exposed to other people. And so it just seems like, is the spigot all of a sudden going to turn off and this is not going to happen? I mean, that seems unrealistic. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I know that people are going to be trying their best, but, you know, Peterson was trying his best.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just can't help it. And especially because of the asymptomatic nature of it in some cases. So I would like to give a positive spin here, but I think it's going to be a massive undertaking for the NFL to get this up and running. Simply because there's so many people, it's so close contact. There's an asymptomatic nature of the spread in some cases, and there's no bubble.
Tim, last one from me. Let's assume, fairly or unfairly, that Doug isn't going to be the last guy to catch this as a major name in this league. Let's say there's another coach that catches it, you know, the Thursday before Week 1 in the opening week. Do you think they play those games? Does the assistant coach step up and the head coach has to quarantine himself? And do you see the opposition coming into that team's, you know, home field facilities having a problem if there's been a minor outbreak on the opposition?
I mean, it's a great question. I don't have the answer to yet. And
is that question really answered by the league, I guess?
I don't think that they have that necessarily all, you know, it might just be kind of circumstance by circumstance. But as we saw with the Marlins series, it's like, well, maybe should have shut down earlier. Maybe there's lessons that can be learned from that. But it speaks to a larger question of where's the threshold?
Yeah.
Right? What are you willing to accept? How much spread is too much spread? And when it comes to coaches in particular, guys, I mean, they're in a higher risk category.
Sure.
Where a lot of players, I mean, most of them statistics say are going to end up being fine. But you have coaches across the league. The average age for a head coach in the NFL is 50. So Peterson's just a notch above that. You know, some are on the younger side. Some are in their 30s. They're healthy. But you also have coaches that are in their late 60s. You have coaches that are cancer survivors. I mean, what happens if Bruce Arians gets it?
Yeah.
What happens if Chuck Pagano gets it? Right?
I mean...
These are the kind of questions that you really have to grapple with the start of the football season because, you know, Lord willing, Peterson is going to be fine and you can move on. But what if a coach ends up not being fine? I mean, where is the threshold for this? And this is obviously a very much new thing that everybody is dealing with and trying to do their best. But these are questions that need to be answered before you get in the thick of it because it can go the wrong way on you.
Tim, just last thing here. How often are these guys doing the virtual meetings? What are they doing on the field, the weight room, training facility? Like, how often are they in virtual meetings?
Yeah, so most of it to this point has been virtual, and they are going to keep a component of that throughout the course of the season. I mean, they're going to do as much as they can. Like, you're in the building for as long as you have to be, and then leave, and we'll have our meetings after the fact from our own homes in a safer setting. And so that's kind of the mindset, certainly of the Eagles, and I think league-wide. But they're going into a part now where they're getting into the building and they're starting to do conditioning. You're not allowed to do conditioning tests yet, but there's this window of August 3rd to August 11th where you start to ramp up the conditioning process. So guys are going to be in there and they're going to be doing work. And then there's, you know, you can have an hour walkthrough per day. So you're starting to get into the place where it's looking close. We're not at football yet, but it's starting to look closer to football. And there's no avoiding that. I mean, they're going to have to ramp up if they want to have a season. And really today is the first day that we're starting to get a look at that. So they're going to be sprinkling more on field work and conditioning work in with as much virtual as they can do.
Tim, I really appreciate you coming on. Great work on you getting the story. And yeah, thanks for coming on this morning, man. We hope to talk to you again about football and not a virus in the not too future.
I know, man. I know. I know. It's such a... I can't wait to get back to normalcy and hopefully it comes really soon. Come on, scientists, right?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's the team we're all rooting for right now.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to having you on, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future, Tim, where I can just say, hey, what do you think about the Eagles?
And what about Jason Peters playing right guard?
Yeah,
can we talk about that?
It has nothing to do with, football, unfortunately. Yeah.
I love that idea, man. I can't wait.
Yeah. Tim, thanks so much, brother. Appreciate it, man.
See you, Tim.
Tim McManus, our own Tim McManus, ESPN reporter for the Eagles, right here on 97.5, the Fanatic, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.